Today is the third Sunday after Easter, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish all of the mothers of the parish a very blessed and happy Mother's Day. The epistle for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, to refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by the good works which they shall behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be ye subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not as making liberty a cloak for malice, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thanksworthy in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he saith to us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father." They said, therefore, "What is this that he saith? A little while. We know not what he speaketh." And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him, and he said to them, "Of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, 'A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me.' Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Who shall find a valiant woman? Far and from the uttermost coasts is the price of her. These words are taken from the 31st chapter of the book of Proverbs from the Old Testament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, as you know, every year on the second Sunday of May, we celebrate Mother's Day. But what you may not realize is that Mother's Day is not just a civil holiday. It is, in a certain sense, a Catholic one as well. And this is because on Mother's Day, we not only honor and thank our earthly mothers who brought us into this world, but we also honor and thank our Heavenly Mother, who brought our Divine Redeemer into this world. Thus, it is only fitting that Mother's Day is placed in May, the month dedicated to the Blessed Mother. This afternoon, then, I would like to share with you a story about a son and his mother. The boy's father had passed away when he was just a child, and thus his mother had to work to support him. Throughout his life, the son was ashamed of his mother. He was embarrassed by her because she had only one eye. And not having much money, she could not afford a glass eye and thus had to wear a patch over it. But nevertheless, she was a loving and devoted mother. She provided for her son's every need. She was always there for him. And she loved him very much. But in return for her love, the boy showed her only coldness. When he was in public with his mother, he ignored her, and he pretended that he didn't even know her. He looked down on his mother, and he treated her with disrespect and contempt. And he did this, as I said, because he was embarrassed that his mother had only one eye. Although she did everything for him, it seemed that nothing could make him love her. And this broke his poor mother's heart. She wept many, many tears, but not even her tears could soften her son's hard heart. Hard because he thought only of himself, and thus had no appreciation for his mother's love, for all she had done for him. Now, after graduating from high school, the boy moved away to go to college. But even as a young man, he wanted nothing to do with his mother because of her defect. And so after finishing college, he moved far away from her. Months turned into years. The youth, now a young man, had become very successful in the world and was now happily married with a family of his own. But his heart was still so hardened that he never even called his mother or even ever spoke of her. Any attempt she made to contact him was quickly rejected. One day, however, the man received a letter regarding a high school reunion in his hometown. He decided that he would go to the reunion, but he would go alone. And he would go alone because he did not want to risk bringing his family to his hometown out of fear. Out of fear that they might somehow meet his mother. That's how hard his heart was. Now, while he was in the area, the man became curious. And so after the reunion, he took a walk to his old home. As he stood a distance glancing towards the house, one of the neighbors came out and approached him. The neighbor walked up to him and somberly said, "I'm sorry, son. She passed away 2 weeks ago." The son just stared blankly at the man. He did not shed a single tear. He showed no remorse. He manifested no emotion whatsoever at the news he had just heard. He simply looked at the neighbor and thanked him for the update. The neighbor, however, asked the man to wait a moment. He had something to give him. Going into his house, the man soon returned with a sealed envelope. And handing it to the young man, he said to him, "I've been holding on to this for some time. Your mother told me to give this to you if you should ever come back. She wanted you to have it." The son thanked the neighbor, and he turned to walk away. As he walked down the street, he opened the envelope, and he pulled out a piece of paper. "My dearest son," the note began, "I miss you so much. I think of you all the time. I'm sorry that I have only one eye and that I was a constant embarrassment to you when you were growing up. You see," the note continued, "when you were very little, you got into an accident and you lost your eye. As a mother, I could not stand seeing you grow up with only one eye. So I gave you mine. I was so proud of you, my son, who was seeing a whole new world for me in my place. I was never upset with you for anything you did. The couple of times that you were angry with me, I thought to myself, it's because he loves me." As the man continued reading the mother's note, tears welled up in his eyes. "If you receive this letter," the note continued, "then it means that I have gone and will not be able to see you here again on this earth. But son, please know this. I love you very much. With all my love to you, your mother." The love of a mother, as one poet beautifully put it, is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish. Nothing can destroy it or take it away. The love of a mother is patient and forgiving. It is far beyond defining, and it defies all explanation. The love of a mother is a mystery, the poet concludes, which only God can understand. It is this love, my dear friends, which resides in the heart of a mother that makes her a valiant woman. In the book of Proverbs, King Solomon, the author of this book of sacred scripture, asks the question, "Who shall find a valiant woman?" He then enumerates a number of qualities that distinguish a woman as valiant. In so many words, a woman is valiant who gives and counts not the cost, who fights and heeds not the wounds, toils and seeks not for rest, labors and asks for no reward. Is this not the description of a mother? Is a mother not one who gives for her children and counts not the cost? Who fights for her family and heeds not the wounds? Toils and seeks not rest, labors and asks no reward. Like that mother, my dear friends, who sacrificed everything for her son, down to giving up her own eye so that he could see, a mother is a woman who is ready and willing to give herself for the sake of her children. Yet it is sad but all too true that many children, like that son who despised his mother, do not appreciate, they do not fully realize just how much their mothers have done for them. They take their mothers for granted. And how sad it is, as in the case of that son, that many children do not really appreciate their mothers until it's too late. We will never know, my dear friends, all the sacrifices our mothers have made for us, but how grateful we should be to them. How grateful we should be to them, how much we should love them. For mothers are indeed valiant women, and as we read in the book of Proverbs, the price of them is far and from the uttermost coasts. Now, as we honor our earthly mothers today, let us not forget to honor our heavenly mother, who is truly the most valiant woman of all. For throughout her earthly life, the Blessed Virgin Mary served God as he deserved, and she continues to serve us, her children. She gave and did not count the cost, as when she offered her son at the time of her purification. She fought and did not heed the wounds, as when she stood beneath the cross, fighting for our souls with her divine Son. She toiled and did not seek for rest, and labored and asked not for any reward, as when she worked in her home in Nazareth, and as she labors on our behalf today. She asked for no reward, except that of knowing that she was doing God's holy will. And she asks no reward from us for all the motherly care she lavishes upon us. The Blessed Virgin Mary is thus a valiant woman and mother. She is the mother of our divine Savior, and she is really and truly our mother too. She is our mother not by some figure of speech or metaphor, but in virtue of our baptisms, we are all true children of Mary. For our divine Savior, as he hung in agony upon the cross, selflessly gave his mother to be our mother. And as our natural mothers have nurtured us, carried us in their arms, and watched over us, so too does our Blessed Mother. She nurtures us in the spiritual order by obtaining and giving graces to us. Because as the fathers of the church teach, all grace comes to us through her hands. She picks us up and she carries us in her arms as earthly mothers do. She does this when we are struggling or having a tough time, provided we run to her. Let us then, my dear friends, honor both our heavenly mother and our earthly mother, and thank them for all they have done for us. And let us do this not only on Mother's Day, but let us do it every day of our lives. Let us honor our earthly mothers by supporting them, by speaking respectfully of them at all times, and by helping them when they need it, even if it's not convenient for us at the time. And let us give them the love and gratitude they deserve by praying for them every day. For by means of prayer, we ask God, who is able to help our mothers in a way far greater than we or anyone else could. We ask God to help, strengthen, and protect them, and to grant them the many blessings and graces they need. Even if our mothers have finished their work in this world and have been called by God into eternity, let us not forget them. But rather, let us pray for them every day and have masses offered for them. For motherhood does not cease at death. And as loving children of the Blessed Virgin Mary, let us honor and thank her for all she has done for us. Let us do this by making it a point to pray her rosary every day, and to do this with attention and devotion. May we never be ashamed of our mothers, my dear friends, or show them so grave a disrespect as that boy did to his mother, who worked so hard, and who even gave up her eye for his well-being. Rather, may we always have a great love and reverence for our earthly mothers, as well as a great love and devotion for our heavenly mother. For both Our Lady and our earthly mother love us, and they value us more than anything else in this world. And everything they do for us, whether we realize it or not, everything they do for us echoes the words of that mother to her son in the letter. My child, please know this. I love you very much. With all my love to you, your mother. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.